This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today alleged that ruling DMK government in Tamil Nadu is a failure. He asked party workers to expose it. In a closed-door meeting of party workers at Tiruchi in Tamil Nadu today, Mr. Shah asked the party workers to expose the failures of the ruling DMK government in the state and work hard towards NDA's success in the ensuing assembly elections. He also asked party workers to take forward the welfare schemes of the Modi government to the people at large. The senior BJP leader was in Tamil Nadu on a two-day visit, stepping up party's outreach ahead of the assembly elections. During his visit, Mr. Shah also held discussions with leaders of AIADMK to undertake the journey in challenging the present ruling dispensation of the state. The Uttar Pradesh government today granted a one-time three-year relaxation in the upper age limit for candidates applying for the proposed direct recruitment for civil police, constable and equivalent posts in the police force. The decision was taken on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. A total of 32,679 posts, including Provincial Armed Constabulary, PAC, will be filled under direct recruitment. This age relaxation will be provided once to the candidates of all categories participating in the recruitment process for the posts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the world is looking at India with hope and optimism and wants to invest in its innovative youngsters. He pointed out that solutions to some of the most pressing global challenges are also emerging from the country. He said India's art, culture, music and several festivals are going global, while yoga and Ayurveda are making a worldwide impact by promoting healthy living. The Prime Minister wrote this in an op-ed column, marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in Gujarat in the year 1026. Prime Minister Modi said, it was in January 1026 that Mahmud of Ghazni attacked this temple, seeking to destroy a great symbol of faith and civilization through a violent and barbaric invasion. He later shared an audio on a social media platform.
अगर हजार साल पहले खंडित हुआ सोमनाथ मंदिर अपने पूरे वैभव के साथ फिर से खड़ा हो सकता है तो हम हजार साल पहले का समृद्ध भारत भी बना सकते हैं आइए इसी प्रेरणा के साथ हम आगे बढ़ते हैं एक नए संकल्प के साथ एक विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए एक ऐसा भारत जिसका सभ्यतागत ज्ञान हमें विश्व कल्याण के लिए प्रयास करते रहने की प्रेरणा देता है.
Prime Minister Modi will be visiting Somnath Temple in Gujarat on Sunday. The External Affairs Ministry today issued a travel advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran until further notice in view of the recent developments as the country has been rocked by a wave of protests over inflation and currency devaluation. Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin currently in Iran have been advised to exercise due caution and avoid areas of protests or demonstrations. The ministry has asked them to closely monitor news as well as the website and social media handles of the Embassy of India in Tehran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today interacted with participants of the French Indian Young Talents Programme by Chamber of Commerce and Industry France India in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he discussed the transformations underway in the world and the importance of India-France collaboration in that context. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting in New York to discuss the US operation in Venezuela and subsequent capture of President Nicolas Maduro. Meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. The Security Council is meeting today under the agenda, Threats to International Peace and Security. In Under-19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 8 wickets through DLS method in the second youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willowmoor Park in Benini. With this win, Indian team has clinched the series 2-0. India comfortably surpassed the revised target of 174 runs, scoring 176 for 2 wickets in 23.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.